Arla Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel. We learned in the previous Mishnah that Arla, if it becomes part of some kind of mixture of chulin or other materials, needs to have 200 parts chulin to the additional one part Arla in order for it to become batel. And we then talked about different mixtures that are mitzaref and different items that can be added to the chulin to make up the 200. For example, things like truma we saw in the previous Mishnah. So this Mishnah begins, Ha'arla ma'alo asakilayim. Arla can be added to the chulin in a mixture to raise up or to be mevatel the kilayim. So if you have one sa'a of kilayim that fell in to 199 sa'a of chulin plus one more sa'a of arla, then the arla can be combined with the chulin to make up the 200 that is then mevatel the kilayim. Ba'kilayim esa arla, and vice versa, the kilayim combines with the 199 of chulin to be mevatel the arla. Veha arla esa arla, and this is a strange statement by the Mishnah. The Mefarshim explain that this is two types of arla that are distinct from each other. Normally, all arla is in one category. So if two saw of arla fall into 199 of chulin, not only is it not enough to be mevatel one of the arla, but both arlas together combined, so you need 400 more to get rid of the arla to be mevatel it. So in this case, the two types of arla it's referring to, one is actual arla, peiros that came from trees in the first 3 years after it was planted. And the other type of what they're calling arla is really neta ravai, which is peiros the fourth year after the tree is planted. Neta ravai are kodesh, but you eat them in Yerushalayim like Maaser Sheni. We're calling it arla because it's a similar type of prohibition, but it's still two shemos of isur, so they are considered separate when it comes to trying to do bitul in this case. So ketzad, how would it work? Asked the Mishnah. Saw arla shenafla lemosayim. One sa'a of arla falls into a mixture of chulin, but if it was a mixture of 200 of chulin already, that would make 201, and the arla would be batel. So instead, it's 199 of chulin plus this new sa'a of arla, which makes masayim 200. So it's a little bit too little bit to be batel. Va'achar kach nafla sa'a ve'od arla. And then a second sa'a and a little bit extra of arla, in this case neta ravoi, also falls into the mixture, making it now 201 and a little extra. Or o sa'a v'od shel kilayei kerem, or a sa'a and a little extra, like 1.3 sa'a of kilayei kerem falls in. And that also would turn it into 201.3. And the first sa'a of arla would then be batel. And we're hoping the kilayim would be as well. Zohi sheha arla ma'alo esa kilayim, va'kilayim esa arla, ve'ha arla esa arla. This would be the case where the arla helps to balance out and add to the 200 to be mevatel the kilayim. The kilayim could add to the 200 to be mevatel the first arla, or the neta ravai second arla that fell in could be added to the 199 of chulin to be mevatel the first arla. The problem is the second sa'a and a little extra is not actually balanced out by 200. If you do the math, it was 199 chulin, one sa'a of original arla, and then a sa'a and a little extra of the second arla or the kilayim. How about that little extra? Where do you get the 200? So the Mefarshim explain that this Mishnah might go according to Rabbi Yehoshua, who we learned in Masechta Trumos, says that when it says 100 to 1 to balance it out for Truma, or in our case 200 to 1, it's rounding up. And it would really be just 199 and a little would be enough to balance out or be mevatel the original sa'a that fell in. So since Rabbi Yehoshua says that the 200 is more or less an approximate amount, that would work here too for that little extra of the second sa'a that fell in. There's enough remaining in mathematics from the 200 total first one saw of arla that fell in, plus the 199 of chulin, that it would help balance out the little tiny bit extra as well. But we have to go with the approximation answer because otherwise the math doesn't work out. Mishnah Dalet. This one also has a word in it that's a little difficult. It says the word hamedamea. We're going to go with the easiest explanation, which is the Rambam's. He changes the lashon of the Mishnah a little bit. Kol hamechametz, somebody who uses as a leavening agent for his dough, as we're going to see, something usher to be the mechametz, to be the agent to make it all rise. The hametabel, or somebody who spices his cholent, again with an usher kind of spice. And the Rambam changes the lashon of the next word to the word meduma betruma uva arla uva kilaye hakerem. And he says that what happens then as a result is that it midamea, it turns the whole mixture, in the case of the usher leavening agent being truma or the usher spice being truma, turns the whole thing into meduma. And if arla or kilaye kerem was used as the starter dough, the leavening agent, usher, the entire mixture becomes usher. And bittel will not apply in this case, the way the Rambam explains the Mishnah, because when it comes to something that's a leavening agent, 200 to 1 simply is not sufficient. 100 to 1 in the case of truma, any mashehu of a leavening agent of something that's usher, as it were, infects the whole dough. So the whole dough is now either meduma if it was truma, or it's usur because of kilaya kerem or erla, and so there's nothing you can do to save it. Well, Beis Shammai omrim, af metame. Beis Shammai says, if you use your leavening agent, something that's tame in a tahar dough, the whole dough becomes tame as well, even if the leavening agent was just a teeny tiny smidge of something tame. So in this case, it was less than a kebeya, which is the usual shiur for tumas ochlim. He says in this case, just like we don't go with usual shiurim for arla that are mechametz, we don't go with the usual shiur for a small item that is tame to be mechametz. He says all shiurim are off in this case. But Beis Hillel disagree. Beis Hillel omrim la'olam eino metame ad sheyehe bo kebeya. Beis Hillel says no, that when it comes to ochlim, even if it's a mechametz, it's a starter dough that's going to leaven everything else, it has to be the minimum of the volume of one kebeya, of one egg, before it can be considered to be metame, the entire isa, and the whole dough then becomes tameh.